Good morning. Today is Tuesday, September the 13th, 267th day of the new year. Joining us this morning, out of the swamp in Arcata, CHP Area Commander. Right? I have to emphasize area?
Sure.
Commander Brett Fabry.
If that works for you?
Oh, for me?
Yes.
Well,
for you.
Yeah. Now, you brought along a couple of buddies here that, it doesn't look like they were kidnapped.
Nope.
You didn't have them in the back of the cruiser.
Nope.
So who are these guys?
So I brought my two beat partners, my commander to the north, that is Lieutenant Larry Deepy, responsible for the Crescent City area. And then my replacement from the Garberville area is Lieutenant Randy England.
Ah. And you guys are still talking to him?
Hey, he bought coffee this morning.
Oh. Well, you know, that just it's true in so many levels, doesn't it? Our quote this morning comes from George Carlin. The day after tomorrow is the third day of the rest of your life. All right. Maybe he's not as funny now that he's dead, okay? Jeez. Oh, boy. So, guys, what do you see right now in our area with the fires and with the road construction and things like that? Has this been a weird year as far as traffic enforcement in our region?
You guys can
see it. This is radio.
Yeah, I'm thinking there.
It's been a weird couple years. We've dealt with that up Leggett area, and then we helped out and assisted with Lake County.
So yeah, we certainly had the Lake County stuff has really been kind of the wild card. Even this year it was a much quicker one, but it still was there.
Still pretty devastating.
Yeah. Brett, how about for you with the stuff in Eastern Humboldt?
What's been kind of interesting now is that, 299 Buckhorn, everybody's pretty aware of what was occurring there. But now we have construction that's occurring at Redwood Creek Bridge as you head up 299. They're doing some widening and stuff. And so the road is down to dirt. And it's pretty challenging, and I'm not sure people are aware of that. And we ask you just to slow down and watch out for construction workers. And you got to give yourself some extra time so you don't get frustrated.
Fair enough. How about up in Delnord County?
So Captain stole my thunder. That's what, we didn't have the problem with the fires and stuff, but we do have a lot of construction and everything. And so the same thing, give yourself more time so you don't get frustrated. We got lights up. There's stop signs up. There's numerous construction sites on all of our highways.
When are they going to finish that one? When's it projected, the one just north of Mill Creek where they kind of cut away?
Oh, actually, we're going to be having a meeting here shortly with Caltrans to discuss that. There's going to be – they need a lot of different options for that. There is no projected end date just yet. Yeah, you're talking last chance grade, right?
No, north of it. The one that where they're putting the I-beams in, but they've got the stoplight over it?
Oh, yeah, once again. I don't know the projected end on that one.
They don't really let you play too much, do they?
Well, hopefully we'll be able to meet with Caltrans, and we'll get some good answers for that.
Oh, yeah, I guess it says that communication is really one of the key ingredients, whether it's interdepartment or from one department to another. Yeah, look at it. Brett's over there smiling like a cat. Okay, fine. It's 8:19.
You've never heard us before because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us, Destination Radio.
Good Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with the Three Musketeers. Ooh, yeah. Well, maybe in the old days they would have called you guys that, huh? Maybe.
I'm sure some still do.
Yeah. Oh, when you three guys get together as being the leaders or the representatives of the CHP in our region, do you have common issues? Or is there a difference between Arcata and, let's say, Garberville or Crescent City or Smith River? Is there some uniqueness for each of the three areas?
Yeah, I think there's some uniqueness with all of them because we're all relatively rural. There's traffic issues, you know, speeders, pedestrian issues, and obviously construction like we all touched upon just now. So, yeah, we definitely have some common issues.
It's kind of intriguing for me to think of how things have changed because, well, I guess we can use Eureka Arcata probably as the easiest example for most of the listeners, where you have the safety zones. Well, okay, in Delmar County, that's called Smith River.
Yeah, we got Smith River,
everybody goes slow and has the lights on. You know, Fortuna South, there's a couple of spots as well as this area. How enforcement has changed and what the standards are have changed for you guys over, let's say, your careers. I would just want
you see
make
a lot
an
more,
age reference that way.
You see a lot more engineering things that change roadways and speed now is when you look at what they call them, traffic softening or traffic calming measures.
No speed bumps.
Yeah.
No bulb outs on the highway, yeah. Right, guys?
You know, roundabouts, small little center medians to give that perception that maybe the roadway is a little more narrow and kind of slows people down. So things that engineering are doing to definitely change traffic patterns.
Not that I want to throw Brett under the bus, guys, but...
Oh, go ahead. That'll
be all right. last time he was on, you made a comment that I've run past a number of people, and they all do the head bob. Yeah, yeah, yeah. With the enforcement that you guys as a department have done on I-5 for drugs, pushing the drug traffic out onto 101 instead of I-5 is the main drag north-south. With that as a backdrop, are you more drug interdiction now than you are speed control and traffic safety?
So it's actually interesting that you brought that up because I actually worked over in Reading before I got the command up there in Crescent City, and they are looking at moving some more drug interdiction onto the 101 and exploring some possibilities of maybe getting some dogs over here and increasing that enforcement.
Kind of like the welcoming committee at Jed Smith?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay. Hey, welcome to the 101. I think that they're gonna step that up. I think if it works out and Brett's in agreement with it.
We used to actually have two dogs over here in the early '90s. We had a dog in Ukiah and one in Garville, and actually ended up transferring up to Humboldt. But there has been dogs over here doing drug interdiction in the past.
Oh,
Randy, how about for you? I mean, you're ground zero on this one.
Ground Zero, we'd utilize probably the K-9 out of the Ukiah area, and they would come up, and in the past, they would work our area. Humboldt's K-9 would work our area. So we won't have, I don't foresee Garberville ever having a K-9. It would go to one of the larger areas.
Because the resources, it costs so much more, or you just don't have the manpower and the numbers? You're not going to have a dog lover on force.
One for us, personnel, I love dogs, and I always wanted a K-9, but... promotion got in the way, and it was taking too long.
Oh, they don't let you if you have a bar, have a dog?
No. More managing now.
Oh, but, okay, yeah. Oh, Brett, what do you see out there? You know, canines are certainly cool and a unique tool for our area, but what else would you like to see if in fact we were going to get serious about drugs and drug interdiction?
Well, it's not just the drug interdiction part of it, but it allows an officer to work by themselves because that canine becomes their backup, you know, becomes their extra
partner
assistance, yeah. Obviously, there's some, marijuana initiative going through, and who knows how that will work out, but, there's still, you know, the problems with meth and heroin that's getting moved up and down the state that, you know, is
do
really...
Do dogs sniff meth and heroin also?
Yes. Yes.
They're trained for...
Yes, you can train them to sniff for anything, yeah.
Huh. How about recruits?
We'd love to have some more recruits, yeah.
No, I mean dog sniffing for recruits.
Yeah. Oh.
No? Almost everything then. Do we have all the technical stuff? Do the troops in our area have all the technical advancements that they have in the metropolitan areas?
Yes. Yeah. Especially with the highway patrol, we're pretty much the equipment that we have is the same equipment that they have in the large metropolitan areas. So yeah, we're good on that.
It makes us very universal, so we can send you know, a group of 20 officers from here down to Los Angeles to assist with anything, and all they have to do is change our radar frequency. All the policies and procedures are all the same, so it allows us to be, you know, because we are a statewide law enforcement agency.
Will they pull you guys down like they do the fire guys?
Yes.
For different events?
If there's a big event, yeah, then they'll mobilize us and send us down somewhere.
We have a sergeant right now that's part of the fire liaison team, and she actually spent, close to a month down there in the Monterey fire, and she's going to be able to bring back that knowledge and experience to our officers and other sergeants.
Not like we don't have fires also, huh?
Yeah.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:30. We'll be back after this update from CBS.
We do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning. Brett Fabry and friends from the California Highway Patrol. Talk Shop presented by Redick and CDH Painting. Guys, as you look at the future for our area, there seems to be different pressures today than what there were before. I don't think anybody conceived that we would have these rent an RVs and they would be these homes on wheels the way that they are. Different challenges, different situations. Does that, as the marketplace changes, change your guys' basic mission? Or is this nuances that you just adjust to and you train to and life goes on?
Well, we definitely have to adjust and train to it. More cars on the road, faster cars, quieter cars, you know, a little bit more of a hazard for parents.
Oh, you like those hybrids too, huh?
Oh, yeah, they're very, very quiet, yeah. And so people just got to be more aware, I guess, especially as pedestrians, because you don't hear the car coming now. You got to actually watch and see it. And then the big RVs and everything on the road, yeah, we couldn't have predicted all that. But, yeah, we just adjust and not retrain, but train for it.
Randy, how about for you? You're in an area where people are going either like a bat out of the cave, or they're going really, really slow looking at the redwood trees, you know, either on Avenue of the Giants or on the main drag also. That differential in speed, is that tough for your guys to get accustomed to?
We're actually pretty fortunate with our office is relatively young. But 4 years, we've had over 40 brand new officers from the academy. They're energetic. I don't think they know any better. So it's not been as much of a learning curve for us.
So when someone gets old, you get them out of the office and you kick them out of the area?
No, usually Brett steals them.
Yeah. I was seeing him as one that got kicked out. Yeah. Well, that does speak to the rotation also that you guys have got. You know, yeah, they're CHP. Yeah, they're officers. But I would think that there's nuances in Del Norte County that are different than Mendocino County, that are different than Humboldt and Trinity counties, that your guys really need to to know to be as effective as they can be doing the job.
You do, and you got to learn the area wherever you transfer to. You got to get to know the area, get some area orientation, get to know the older guys that have been there for a while and figure out where the enforcement issues are and try to focus the enforcement on that area. So, yeah, there's definitely some individual enforcement there.
Is that social acclimation or just knowing where
the job is? It kind of depends on where you come from. Like, I mean, if you transfer from L.A. and you transfer up to, say, Crescent City, there's definitely going to be some differences there as far as, you know, speeds and size of the roads. Because primarily, you know, we have, like, two-lane highways versus a six-lane, one-direction freeway. And so there is some acclimation there, too, definitely.
Now, oh, you guys are local guys. Stop playing with a microphone, will you? Jeez.
We are all local.
Yeah. Is that a trend? Is that a desire by Sacramento to get local guys in the local areas so they know who the players are, they know the areas, they get a better sense, and they're up to speed faster?
It can be, but at the same time, you know, it's they're always looking for, you know, as far as commanders, is who's the best fit for that area? Who's going to fit well with the community and with you know, the challenges that are involved with that that area?
Well, boy, did that sound like gobbledygook. What were you saying?
I liked going home. I thought it was amazing. I think it was a great opportunity. Kind of like you said, you know, you know the people. And so it was real nice to go home. I got a very warm welcome, a lot of support, and so it's been great. But at the same time, like Brett said, you know, there's still a lot you got to learn. And so there's still a big learning curve on it.
Yeah, I would think being top dog still is.
there's
things there that you don't
recognize. We all got to learn it, that's for sure. Yeah.
Mine's unusual because, you know, I started out at Arcata Police Department, which is just across the freeway from where my office is now. And had somebody told me 20 years ago that I would be the commander across the freeway, I would have probably said you were crazy.
Or at least you would have started walking that direction, huh?
Yeah. And I agree wholeheartedly with that, 100%. And I talked to my wife about that, and I just can't believe I'm in the position that I'm in right now. If I thought about it 17 years ago, yeah, I would have not thought that.
Randy, you're being rather quiet on this one.
No, it's interesting. Oh, yeah, I grew up in Fort Bragg, and I've been in Ukiah, shoot, since 98. And I promoted to a sergeant in 2012 with the previous commander had called me up, and all of us have worked for him, for Adam Yeager, and it was a nice fit. I love the area. I'm still close to home, and I'm in a very unique and exciting position.
Are there parallels, like on the north end of the valley? You know, the guys in Siskiyou and in Modoc, and I suppose Shasta, are they similar to what we've got here with you three, or does that tend to be more of a rotational because of I-5?
You know, in the valley part, like Redding, Willows, and then Mount Shasta and stuff, that's a lot of kind of the same thing where people are trying to get home. And so ultimately when they get there as a commander, they kind of sit on that spot through the rest of their career, and then they'll retire out or promote. And the nice thing is if you promote out of one of those positions, you're right in Redding. So, yeah. So along I-5, same kind of deal.
So you're saying Brett ought to be watching his back in about a year and a half?
No, because I'm home. Randy's home, essentially, so Brett can have it.
Okay, fair enough. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:42. We'll be back with Brett and the gang.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka. Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:46, final couple minutes. This day, I guess it's a day. Who are you shooting, Andy?
Andy Mills.
Oh. We were talking about the chief a little bit earlier, so apparently I've now been given up.
Yes. No, I didn't send it yet.
Okay. Guys, if you could leave a single impression with the audience about the territory that you are, and I'll say privileged, to oversee? What would the one impression, I mean, Chamber of Commerce if you want or whatever else, what's the one impression, Randy, you would want for your area against our audience?
Beautiful place to come visit. You have the redwoods, you got rivers, and during the summer we have all kinds of activities for people to come and visit. Drive safely, enjoy the area.
Yeah, he has to bring up the furry water, doesn't he? Yeah, okay. Larry, how about for you? If and the weird thing, and I get this funny look when I, you know, folks find out that I'm going up and down to our stations in Brookings. They look at me and go, every week? That's so far. You know, there's a percentage of Humboldt County that's not been north of the county line to Del Norte ever.
Yeah.
What would you hit them with?
And we got segments of our community also, you know, they like to stay in their area as well. It's because it's kind of like what Randy said, is a beautiful area. There's not much of a need to leave. We have everything you need right there. Yeah, just a beautiful area. It's a small, tight-knit community. All of Del Norte County is that way. Everybody knows each other. We're all friends. We all get along great. We all play well in the sandbox, so to speak. It's just an amazing area. And so, yeah, come on up.
Okay, Brett, how about for you? We got a percentage of our folks that are not in Humboldt County that might have false impressions of Humboldt County. What would you tell them?
Probably along those same lines that, you know, there's people that will spend a vacation from somewhere in another place in the world just to come and see this area and how beautiful this area is. And so I guess my message to them would be is to, you know, the people that are here is, you know, respect our area, respect, you know, what this community has to offer. You know, don't thrash our community, don't thrash our parks and our beautiful area and turn it into a place where people don't want to come visit anymore.
Everybody else welcomes. He's trying to keep people away.
Well, that's good, because he brought the enforcement. He brought the enforcement part in. So, yeah, that's good. And,
Well, and there are a lot of folks who come to our area for wrong reasons.
Correct.
And those tend to be the guys that you three have to deal with today and tomorrow and yesterday and all across the board. It's got to be fun to be able to come back home.
It is.
And be able to do this.
It's an honor.
Yeah, just amazing.
So, yeah, watch out for the big boy truck, okay?
Coming up through Del Norte.
Everybody, pay attention to that one. We've been talking shop this morning. Let's see if we can get everybody's lieutenant commander.
Ooh, scary.
Yeah, okay. Randy England, commander, Larry DP, and Mr. Fabry.
Thanks, Brian.
Area commander for the California Highway Patrol. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
We've been talking shop. Join us tomorrow morning for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you then.